This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Retired General Colin Powell has died of complications from COVID, though his family says he was fully vaccinated. A veteran of the Vietnam War, Colin Powell rose to the rank of four-star general and in 1989 became the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He talked about that in 2008 to mark the 60th anniversary of military integration, saying he never dreamed when he was younger that he'd get that far.
And I said to myself, self, you're going to grow up and become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It didn't happen that way. It was unthinkable. It was impossible to conceive.
Colin Powell is also President George W. Bush's Secretary of State. But the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
His reputation, though, was stained in 2003 when he went before the UN Security Council to make the U.S. case for war against Iraq, citing faulty information that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump will testify under oath today in New York in a case about his security team's crackdown on a protest during the early days of his presidential campaign. The AP's Julie Walker.
According to court papers, the former president will record the deposition at Trump Tower. The lawsuit stems from a September 3, 2015 protest outside the tower over negative comments Trump made about Mexican immigrants. Six of the protesters said they were roughed up, and there is video of the incident. State Supreme Court Judge Doris Gonzalez denied an effort by Trump to quash a subpoena ordering him to testify. The judge said Trump's argument that there must be exceptional circumstances to depose a high-ranking government official did not apply because he was being called to answer for conduct outside of office.
Still missing in Haiti, 17 people with a U.S.-based missionary group who were kidnapped by a gang. This is AP News. Pope Francis has something to say about the violence in several countries. Karen Shamas is overseas with this.
Pope Francis has denounced recent attacks around the world, calling for an end to violence. Last week, many attacks took place, such as in Norway, Afghanistan, and England. I express my closeness to the victims' families and beg you all to please abandon the path of violence. In Norway, a bow and arrow attack claimed 5 lives, and a suicide bombing carried out by the Islamic State in Afghanistan killed over 45 people. In England, a British lawmaker who was meeting at a church with some of his constituents was fatally stabbed. The pontiff described violence as a defeat for everyone and said, let's remember that violence generates violence. I'm Karen Chamas.
The price of gas is zooming up. Gas is $3.33 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.